Ngalu Manimana Alfred Hunkin is a key player and a pioneer in the teaching and promotion of Ngangana Samoa in New Zealand. He is a published writer, broadcaster, researcher, cross-cultural advisor, consultant, and academic who established the Samoan Studies at Victoria University in the 1980s. He was also the inaugural director of the Wellington Multicultural Educational Resource Centre from 1980 to 1989. Ngalu Manimana was awarded the New Zealand 1990 Commemoration Medal for Services to Education in New Zealand and became a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit in 2001 for his services to the Pacific Island community and for the promotion and maintenance of the Ngangana Samoa. He retired in 2013 from Victoria University in Wellington after nearly 30 years of service and is now based back in Samoa. Ngalu Manimana is on the line with us now. Talofa lava lava fionga Ngalu Manimana and faftaite le lava mole faavonoino lau taimi to have a chat with us this morning.
Talofa lava lava susunga ete fatalofa tfoi pa iema olungo lo tatu otunu o Samoa lo mafaiyon fafongfonga mai ilaka polo kalameli neita ya malole langi mama. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And very warm greetings from very warm Samoa. And I must say, it's wonderful to be back here. But I miss New Zealand in many, many ways.
Well, you won't miss the temperature at the moment, that's for sure.
I can imagine.
Now, let's go back to the beginning for you. When did the Ngangana become a passion for you?
Thank you for that question. I suppose it goes right back to when I first arrived back in New Zealand after teaching here and working in Samoa. And I realized then that the importance of identity for young people particularly was centered around knowledge of themselves, who they are, and particularly how to express themselves within the language of their parents or their people. And so that's what made me started to study linguistics and language at university when I returned. And I was really thrilled that I took that journey. And then having worked at a couple of resources center, both in Auckland and Wellington, and realizing and doing lots more researches on that particular issue, how vital it is for one's mother tongue to be maintained for the sake of one's identity, cultural and social identity I'm talking about.
Now, of course, when our first generation Samoans, well, the early migrants who came to work in the factories came, there was no issue as far as language maintenance was concerned. If anything, it was trying to teach them the English language. But then their children were born, and that whole issue of let's speak English to our children, because we know from our experience how difficult it is to navigate this society without the English language. That was the first barrier for the Ngangana, was it not?
Yes, and naturally I think that's what happens when migrants go from their own country to other countries, particularly where the mother tongue and the language of the country they migrate into are not the same. And so it happens internationally and globally. But you're right. That's what happened when our children and our parents arrived to work in those factories a long time ago. And in their minds, what the Palangi and the New Zealand system said, that English is important for you to communicate. And that's fair enough, too, and I believe so, that it is important for us to recognize that English is just as important. But Samoan is vitally important for the reasons that I explained in my research over the years, and that is that unless we know who we are inside, then we'll always struggle to find out from other sources and other means of what makes us a person. And I guess that's what drove me when I started working at the Pacific Islanders Educational Resources Center in 1976, that I realized when I visited schools that our children were sitting there not knowing a word of English. And so that helped me to think about ways of teaching them English, but using Samoan. And that idea grew. And today, I would have to say that bilingualism is very, very important for our communities. And so the mother tongue has a very vital role to play in the formation of that identity. The stronger you are in your mother tongue or your parents' language, the stronger you should become in the second language, which would be, in this case, English. And so there is a plus-plus situation for all parents of today to recognize that Samoan is just as important as English, and both can go well together for those of us who want to function and are functioning well in both societies and cultures.
That's a really good point. In fact, research has shown that the brains of those who speak two or more languages work much more effectively than anyone else's, because it's like a hybrid car, isn't it? You've got electricity and petrol.
That's a nice way to compare it. But you're right. And my own ideas of the brain being a mechanism that was given to us to use does not know language, does not discriminate between languages. In fact, the brain will pick up any language and use it. And that's why there are so many multilingual people in the world who are able to function within different cultural spheres. And I think that's what the idea that I've been pushing, for example, with the American Samoan Education Department quite a few years back, and selling them, or rather convincing them, that Samoan doesn't have to be a ladder to learn English, but a language that goes side by side with English, so that the person becomes bilingual powerfully in both cultures and function in those two languages and those two cultures effectively.
For you, have the challenges changed for Samoan language maintenance since the 70s when you were at the Pierce Center in Ponsonby?
Yes, definitely. What is happening now is that our children born in New Zealand who have recognized and realized how good it is to feel Niuean, Samoan, Tokelauan, Tongan, and how good it is that they can speak and communicate with their parents and grandparents, but also function effectively and powerfully within the Palangi world. And I think that's the kind of person that I hope will develop further in the future. So language, put it this way, Samoan language or any other language other than, say, the language of the country that you're in, has a very vital role to play in building the character, building the strength, and building the identity of the individual concerned. And then the second language, which is English in this case, for most of us and our children in New Zealand, becomes a powerful tool for breaking and working within that bigger world. And so it's a win-win situation.
You're absolutely right, because we've just got to look at Super Rugby now and the joy on the faces of those captains, you know, Patrick Tuipulotu and Adi Savea, and just the smile that they wear. There was a time when to speak Samoan was almost like made you a second-class citizen, whereas now, as you are saying now, it is a badge of honor that our young people wear with pride.
Absolutely. Never be, don't ever feel embarrassed by speaking your mother tongue. And I always feel emotional when I talk to young people about that, because that's what happened to me when I arrived in New Zealand. As you said, when we arrived as a youngster in high school, I used to meet up with people in buses. We were talking with some friends in Samoan. We used to be told off, don't speak that language here. And so we've come a long way. And I think to see young people writing books in Samoan, and to see the University of Victoria University, our senior lecturer there now, teaching the rugby team Hurricanes, Samoan, it really makes me feel so proud that we've come a long way and that the young people themselves are saying, we want to know more about our mother tongue and our culture.
Absolutely, and we've just got to look at the Palangi rugby players now calling each other Uso, you know, and we are even infecting New Zealand language and vernacular.
It's something to be so proud of, that the young people themselves are taking up the fight, if you like, and pushing with the realization, as I was saying earlier, that there's everything to gain by knowing your mother tongue, the language of your parents or your cultural background, and that in itself is something for me to really sit back and say, but the daily tour thank God that our communities are taking up the cudgels and they are really going forward, particularly the young ones, with the idea that their mother tongue or their language is very important to them.
Yes, speaking of the mother tongue and speaking of our children, your own father, what's the role of music in the maintenance of our culture?
Absolutely wonderfully, so powerfully good. If you can sing Pese Samoa, young children and any learner of any language finds music so much easier to pick up because there's repetition and there's sound and there's fun. And there are also the idea that the brain itself, actually, as I was saying earlier, picks up all those things that are related in meaning and use them for your understanding while you're singing the song. So that's why I use all those simple songs in my classes for beginners classes. Minoi, 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 peo, seloi, and students love those. And so music has a great part to play in learning languages.
Your own father was a language composer. What was the lesson he taught you about the importance of language and culture?
I think the important thing that I learned from my father was singing in harmony with his friend, they were both well known and famous in Samoa, the Tuli brothers, Willie Miller. And they went to Australia, and they sang Samoan songs, and Tau Tala Tala was one of those. And so whenever I use that song, I always think back to him and his contribution. And so in my own way, I taught my own children to sing Samoan songs and to sing songs in general. And they loved the harmonization. And I guess that's what most of us are. Samoans are very good at harmonizing, and so language benefits greatly from music, as you were saying.
And on that note, no pun intended. Of course, that was a pun intended. Samoan language advocate, author, broadcaster, academic, Ngalmun Mana Alfred Kanken. It is such a joy for me in particular to hear your voice because I remember you back as the director of the Multicultural Resource Centre before you went to Victoria University and served there. I am going to end our interview with the beautiful song that your sons sang for you. I think the last time you visited here in New Zealand, Lota Nu'u. For me, it's one of the most beautiful renditions of Lota Nu'u. So I would love to end our interview with you on that. But just some few words of wisdom from you as someone who has served in a service of our community and our language to our listeners about the importance of Tangangana.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Well, very briefly, I just want to say, as we all believe in the spiritual nature of our lives, we look after it because that's a treasure for all of us. And if we do so, then only good comes of it. And so never be afraid to speak your mother tongue, your language of your parents and your culture, because the future has all that's going for it for you, as well as your other language. So for the opportunity, and I'd love to give my aloha to all my ainga, friends, families, and colleagues that I worked with over the years. And I am fine, and I am still a senior lecturer. I got a new position at the National University of Samoa, so I'm still busy and at it, using what I gain in New Zealand to help our community here in Samoa. So if we
with Ete on 531 PI. Bringing Pacific people together. 531 PI.
This long weekend.